So let's go ahead and take a look at resolving a peer name. So I've already added the assembly reference and the system.net peer-to-peer using statement, and I've gone ahead and set up some code here just to kind of give us a little bit of a stub framework so you don't have to watch me type everything. And we're going to go ahead and do a resolve. Now before I start that, just to kind of support the later screencast here on how to do an asynchronous resolve, and I'm going to kind of brute force that example, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a member here, and it's going to be of type peer name a record collection, and I'm just going to call it records. What happens when we do a resolve is we get back a list of all of the records for the peer name that we're searching on. So we get a complete list of all the matches or all of the peers that we can find, and we're just going to store that in this static method and use that in both the examples. So let's go ahead and dive in then. So we've grabbed here the classifier that we want to look up. So to get peer resolution started, we need to use the peer name resolver, and we're just going to go ahead and create a new instance of that. And then what we'll do is just for some feedback to the end users, we're going to say, hey, you know, because we know resolve takes a while, right, when we do it asynchronously. Please wait. Resolving. Put some dots in there. And then we're going to come down here into a more try catch block and actually try and do a resolution. Pretty straightforward to do it when we're doing it asynchronous, or when we're doing it synchronously, sorry. We're just going to set our records member to the result of resolver.resolve. And you can see here we've got, you know, the resolve async and an ability to cancel that async and a couple events. And we'll look at those in the next screencast or the next segment here as we go. So we're just going to go ahead and say, hey, I want to do a resolve. What this takes is a peer name that I want to resolve. So we're going to say a new peer name, and we're going to pass in that classifier that we're interested in, and what we're looking for in this case is an unsecured peer name. So go ahead and say do that resolve. We're going to have a little method here called display results, and we'll go ahead and jump down into that, take a look at this, and what this is going to do, pretty straightforward chunk of code here, what I want to do basically is iterate through my result set and display some information. So the first thing I'm going to make sure is that you know, we actually got some kind of result. So there are some records in our record collection. And then what we'll do is we know we're going to need to decode the data blob that we passed along. So I'm going to go ahead and create an instance of my encoder here. Just go ahead and instantiate that. And then what we'll do is let's put out some write lines here just to kind of make sure we've got some spacing so it's a little more readable. And then we're gonna just going to loop through each record in my records collection. And what we will do is, first let's get the data out of the data blob. How about that? So we're going to say, we're going to grab the string of data, and I'm making some assumptions here. I'm assuming that whatever data you've passed to me is going to be a string, but you may not have put any data in there. Like if you registered a peer using the network services shell, you can't add a data blob. So we'll check for that. If it's not null, then again, I'm going to make that assumption here that my encoder can just grab it, convert whatever the byte array is to a string. Otherwise, we'll just say string.empty and call it good. Go into here, let's do a console write line. We'll add some stars so it stands out and say peer. Maybe we'll do some funky command line formatting here as well. So we'll go ahead and write out the name of the peer. Let's go ahead and go back and do a new line here. So we'll drop down and return. How about with a tab? We'll print out the host name of the current peer in this record. We'll drop down again and tab in again, and why don't we put out the comment that was added. So we'll put out the text comment that was added. Drop down again, and we will put out the data blob that we converted to a string, which should look exactly like the comment if everything works correctly. So we'll come over here now and just put in the record peer name to string, and then we'll come over here and we will do a record peer name, and we're getting the host name, so peer host name, and then we'll go record, I probably should have dropped down to another line, apologize, comment, and then record, oh wait, sorry, just that data value that we've calculated. Alright, so kind of a long string there, but just printing out some information. But then what's even more interesting is this, is I can go in and say I want to iterate through all of the endpoints associated with that record that are stored in the endpoint collection. And what we'll do is just write out each endpoint. So let's go ahead and tab that in as well. And for each endpoint, we'll put out the actual endpoint itself as an IP address, and we'll display the port that's associated with that particular endpoint. So address to string, and address, endpoint, port. All right, and then we'll just add one more write line to clean things up. So that looks pretty good. What we'll do here is a couple things. I'm going to fire up both of these applications right now. So here I can go ahead and register another peer. So what I'm going to do is register a different peer than what we saw before. Before I did it with Jeff, what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to do it with test. And the reason I'm using test is on another laptop sitting here in my house, I've also registered using the network services shell the test peer name as an unsecure peer name. So now we'll come over to here, and we're going to go ahead and resolve test from here. And we'll wait for the resolve. And it's back, and you can see that instead of just getting the two endpoints or the two peer name records that we're used to getting, we've actually got four this time. So here's peer 0.test, host test pnrp.net, but look, no comment, no data, and port 0. So, and this is on my link local cloud. So this is what was registered using my network services shell on my other laptop. Now here's the one that I registered in the yellow command prompt window right here. So test pnrp, same IP address. You can start to see a little bit of weirdness starts to happen here, right, when we have multiple peers using the same name. But again, what I can do is I can go and look at the actual endpoint address that's associated with that peer name record and actually see, okay, there's the IP address and there's the port, there's my data and comment. Here it is out on the global network, the global cloud. So you can see the IP6 address, port 0, and if I scroll down here a little bit more, again, you can see now that I've got, you know, it registered out there on 8080. So kind of cool that I'm able to do that. So what we'll do in the next segment is take a look at doing this asynchronously. In this case, the resolve came back pretty quick, but normally it takes a little bit longer than that. So we'll look at how to do this asynchronously coming up shortly.